I want that process to happen in a planned and managed way. I want us to set out very clearly what a United Ireland will look like, what the political and economic framework in which it will operate, so that when people go to vote, they know exactly what they're voting for, and they can do so in the confidence that their lives and our country will be better for it. What a no-deal Brexit scenario would do is accelerate that conversation, because it would be the only mechanism by which we could ensure that our whole country remains part of the EU and that we can save ourselves from some of the worst adverses.
Do you think it's a perhaps a great irony that the Brexiteers and some sections of the Conservative Party in Britain may be actually accelerating this move or this tendency towards a discussion of a United Ireland?
I think it shows their absolute ignorance when it comes to issues pertaining to Ireland and particularly the border region. Oftentimes I've looked at them and wondered where they've been for the past 800 years because their knowledge of Ireland is so poor. And it is ironic, if anything, is that people in Brussels, whether it be Michel Barnier or Guy Verhofstadt or Jean-Claude Juncker, people who I have fundamental differences with on a range of issues, have a better understanding of Ireland than the British government, who've had jurisdiction over all or part of our country for centuries. But I think, as I say, this is not the way in which I would prefer to bring about a United Ireland, because we want to happen it to happen on a planned and managed way. What we may be in a scenario is that we have to accelerate that conversation much quicker than we would have anticipated, due to the ineptitude of the British government and of British politicians, and because of their lack of understanding of Ireland, because it may be the only mechanism by which we can actually protect our all-Ireland economy, protect the peace process, and protect the progress that's been made since the Good Friday Agreement. So if it comes to it, we need to be ready, and that's why I'm reiterating my call on Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil and the SCLP and other political parties who say that they want to see a united Ireland, but who constantly tell us that now isn't the right time. They might not have a choice of the timing. Circumstances on big social changes can sometimes just happen. And the actions of Brexiteers might be forcing us to have this conversation sooner than maybe they would like. But it's a conversation that we need to have, and we need to start planning for it now.